Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts 5th District Congresswoman Catherine Clark has again risen in the ranks of House leadership in Washington. Clark was elected today to the post of Assistant House Speaker, beating out Representative David Cicilline of Rhode Island. It's the fourth highest leadership post in the House. Clark was previously the 6th-ranked House Democrat, serving as the vice chair of the House Democratic Caucus. We caught up with Catherine Clark today to talk about her priorities not long after she won the vote.
It is a tremendous honor. It is humbling and also exciting. The challenges before us are great, but I am excited about the possibilities and helping steer the House Democratic majority to solutions for Americans that we know are suffering.
And that's a huge job. One of the things you said today, in fact, in your remarks, which were pretty brief, was we're going to see and help American people with the pain that they're suffering. When Americans hold you to that, what form will that help take? And are you talking about a shot to the economy in the form of a stimulus package?
You know, we are going to, first and foremost, focus on this pandemic and make sure that we are reducing infection rates, investing in treatments, having an equitable and efficient distribution of vaccination plan. How do we expand healthcare access, ensure livable wages, make sure that we are addressing the racial and economic injustices in this country, and creating a blueprint to rebuild America with green jobs and to save our planet? What I'm hoping with this House Democratic majority, that we are the engine of change and return to a country guided by science and integrity and equality.
How are you going to, though, address, as you talk about unified engine for change, how are you going to address the fact that right now moderate and progressive Democrats are accusing each other of costing the party precious seats in the House? What is the first thing you can do to try and resolve those differences?
You know, we will go back and we are going to analyze the data around these elections. But what I can tell you from what happened this morning in our caucus meeting was that those differences fell away as we heard different members speaking out, doing nominating speeches. It is so clear, and through the hundreds of discussions that I have had with different members of our caucus after the election, that our focus is on the American people. It is on delivering results for them in this time of great pain, where they've lost loved ones and livelihoods due to the pandemic, and we are struggling with economic and racial injustice that have left our communities raw and reeling. That is the unifying purpose of this caucus. That is why, even though our strength will be tested by the challenging times we find ourselves in, we are going to be able to meet this moment.
Well, if you feel that way about Democrats, I wonder if you think you're anywhere near that with Republicans.
We are going to continue to focus in this pandemic on those issues that keep people up at night. Are they going to have a job? Are they going to have access to health care, a secure retirement, a place to live? And it's going to be up to the Republicans, if they want to return to governing, to putting the American people's needs in this extraordinarily challenging time first, or are they going to continue to try and spread misinformation about our elections and to somehow be a soothing balm for the president's hurt ego. We have had 4 years of a president and Republicans who have sowed division and fear. And we are not going to take that path. We're going to take a path of truth and integrity and a focus on the suffering the American people are going through. That's the work that President-elect Biden and Kamala Harris are going to join us in. And we hope that Republicans will join us in that work.
If there's one issue that comes up, say, tomorrow, I have a feeling it'll be much more than just one issue. But one issue you can tell the people of Massachusetts that you are working for on their behalf, specifically, what is it?
Childcare. The impact on women from the economic fallout of this pandemic has been devastating. And we know that childcare has risen to the top as an issue that is absolutely foundational to an economic recovery. So I've been working with the business community, with parents, with providers, to make sure that we not only are able to save our childcare industry, but actually move it forward with better wages and more accessibility for parents of all incomes. This is the way we rebuild our economy. It's the way we acknowledge the important work of women within that economy and the way we invest in our children and our future.
Democrat Catherine Clark has represented Massachusetts' 5th congressional district since she was elected 7 years ago. Today, she became the 4th highest-ranked member of the House when Democrats elected her assistant House Speaker. Catherine Clark, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.